Look, if you're thinking about starting a cash practice, or you just started one and you're making less than $5,000 a month, you need to take a serious look at the Gym PT Blueprint. I put this course together for you. The PT is trying to do his own thing, that doesn't want to have to work for somebody else seeing 30 people a day and hating their job. And I did this so that you can skip all that time and wasted energy and money that it takes to learn things the hard way and follow a proven system that has helped over 100 cash practice owners start, run, and grow successful practices in the last 9 months alone. Guys, this is something that can significantly help your business. It's just up to you to decide if you're willing to invest in yourself. Head over to drdannymatei.com, go to the products, and check out the Gym PT Blueprint right there. So here's the question. How do physical therapists like us, who don't want to see 30 patients a day, who don't want to work home health, and have real student loans, create a career and life for ourselves that we've always dreamed about? This is the question, and this podcast is the answer. My name is Danny Matei, and welcome to the PT Entrepreneur Podcast. What's going on, guys? Doc Danny here with the PT Entrepreneur Podcast. And today is Thursday, so we got a short podcast coming your way. And this is something that, for many of you that are listening to this, may not make too much sense to you, what I want to talk about, unless you have started a business. So if it's a practice or you have some sort of other business, this should make a little bit of sense to you. And those of you that haven't, maybe at one day it will when you do start your business. So I want to talk about entrepreneurship and the idea of being an entrepreneur essentially being the loneliest career choice in the world. Like, and that sounds really bad when you say that out loud, right? Like, why would anybody want to do that? And why are you being such a Debbie Downer on entrepreneurship? And look, don't get me wrong. I wouldn't change the path that I've taken at all. I don't think there's any, you know, career field, identity that I, or, you know, career that I identify more with than being an entrepreneur. It fits my skill set really well. And people hear the idea of, you know, oh, I want to be my own boss, and I want to be an entrepreneur, and I want to have all this flexibility over my schedule, and I want to have the ability to make, you know, whatever amount of money that you can. Really, there's no ceiling on that. But what you typically don't hear is, you know, the other side of that, which is essentially, you know, the negatives associated with being in business for yourself. And doing things sometimes that are different than all of your peers. And, you know, when I started my practice, I would have these kind of frustrating problems that everybody that is a new business owner faces, right? So like marketing issues, like not having enough new patients or new business, not knowing like who I was supposed to talk to about taxes and how to find their best attorney and how to hire somebody, you know, not being able to really like celebrate an awesome win within the business, and also not really being able to tell anybody when things were, you know, when things were going south. And it's because it's just you. And for a lot of people, they don't really understand what you're doing. They think that you shouldn't do it in the first place in some cases. And a lot of that's like family or friends, and they sort of don't really understand what your vision is, and it's hard for you to describe it in a way that, you know, really, really think it's potentially something that can be reality versus, you know, just like dreaming about what you're trying to do. And the challenge is, it's very hard to relate to people that do not have that same mindset. This used to be really challenging for me when I would get back together with friends of mine from high school, and I would say for the first couple years, like I have this core group of friends that are, you know, I've known these guys since like middle school, and we get together, you know, every month or two and eat dinner with our spouses, and it's cool to catch up with them. I've known these guys for a really long time, but, you know, to hear some of them describe problems they're having or things they're doing at work, I just couldn't relate. And in a couple ways, like number one, when you're first starting out, you don't necessarily want to say like, no, I'm having a real problem. Like, I really don't know if this is going to work. Like, I'm I don't really know like how to market correctly, and I don't understand basic finance that well. I'm not really sure what to do with revenue and where to reinvest it. Like, they're not going to have any reference of how to help you with that problem, or, you know, really understand where you're coming from. The other thing is you can't celebrate wins very well. Like, the first time that my brother has ever asked me about our business revenue was last December. And it was around Christmas, and we were just chatting on the phone, and he asked me, he's like, "Hey, how's your practice doing?" You know, I said, it's going really well. You know, we've got our third PT now. It's been there for us for about 6 months, and he's cruising. And he's like, "That's great." You know, like, you know, he goes, I don't know if it's okay for me to even ask you this, but like, you know, how much revenue are you guys doing that, you know, in this year? How much did you do?" And when I told him the number, he was like, "Holy shit." He's like, "That's crazy." You know, like, it's not even that much money in comparison to other businesses, but what he hears is the gross revenue number, not the net, the actual amount of money that we keep, and has no reference for the amount of taxes that small business owners pay. So now the assumption is like, oh, we're, you know, millionaires, and that's just not the case, because we have revenue that is heavily taxed as a business owner. We have a ton of overhead, and we have a profitable business. No, there's no doubt about that, but it's not your gross revenue number, right? So it's sort of hard to say that and have that conversation with somebody else. And what I found to be really important, and this is a reason why I think that involvement in business groups is so important, is, you know, when I went through the first kind of 2 years of starting my business, I didn't have any sort of business owner friends, really, any group that I was associated with of other business owners. And when I got involved with a local mastermind group, it was one of the better things that I've ever done, just from a career standpoint, because now all of a sudden I was around people that were very similar to me. And if you're, you know, kind of naturally, a natural born entrepreneur like I am, where, you know, you're selling shit as a kid, cutting grass and hiring neighbors' kids to cut grass for you while you go out and get contracts for, you know, the neighborhood so that they have summer contracts. And I mean, this is what I did when I was like in like fifth grade in the neighborhood that we were in, and just started a lawn mowing company. Like many people, like, you know, just selling like random shit on the playground. And sometimes it wasn't the kind of the most savory stuff that we're selling. But you're just fascinated with the idea that you could like generate something. That's something that I see as a character trait in a lot of kids. And, you know, for me, eventually I got to this group, and everybody there was very similar to me. And it was really cool, because instead of somebody, you know, instead of me saying like, yeah, I want to have, you know, I want to have like three PTs in the first kind of 4 years of me being in business, and then, you know, maybe in 10 years we have a couple locations or whatever. And, you know, people will challenge you and they'll say, you're thinking too small, versus somebody that's not an entrepreneur, doesn't own a business, it doesn't have that sort of reference point. You know, they'll say like, oh, you gotta you know, play it safe and like be happy with where you're at, and versus the idea of, you know, constantly progressing and being motivated by other people around you. That's so important. And if you don't find that, if you don't have that, I think that it becomes very lonely for you to both go through the highs and the lows of being a business owner, which can literally be in one freaking day when you first start out. I mean, I seriously remember days where it was like, maybe it was a 2 day period. And on one day, I thought we're taking the world over. And then the following day, I think we're going out of business. Because you have these fluctuations and you don't know how to handle them because you've never been in business. You know, so you don't understand it. Like, okay, over spring break, people go on vacation and your volume will drop. It's not the end of the world. Like, I have had to talk, you know, people down. They were freaking out about their business, you know, tanking. And I'm like, dude, it's spring break in your area. These people are gone. They've got kids. Physical therapy is a secondary issue to going to Disney, you know, with your three kids and your spouse. Like, understand there's other things that go on, but you don't get that at the time because you've never been there. You don't have any experience to, you know, to relate that to where you can say, okay, it's cool. Like, I know this is how it is because this is how it was last year and the year before that. And it's challenging. So I think early on, You know, it can be really, really isolating, and there's very few people that you can talk to that are gonna push you, that want you to think bigger than maybe you are, that are encouraging of where you're at and where you're going, and also are able to kind of help you strategically think about what you're doing with your business, how you're setting it up, and very early on, you're doing everything. Like you're gonna work your ass off, and there's no way around that. This is something I have to talk to people about a lot, and it's this idea of like, look, you're going to put a lot of work in. You have to get out in the community. You can't sit in your office and just think to yourself, yeah, you know what? Like, people will come. You know, like, I'll get more calls next week. Like, how are you gonna get more calls? Where are those coming from? You can't just think that you're gonna just be doing a bunch of slick Facebook ads and have no local reputation, no local service business reputation to back that up and get a bunch of conversions from that. I'm sorry, like, listen, I'm a big fan of digital marketing. I think, you know, there's a place for it in pretty much every single business. But I think a mistake that people are making is the idea that they can just be, you know, automating everything that they do within a local service business. Well, guess what, motherfucker? The people that are coming to see you are local people, and they talk to other local people around you. And it's very, very stress-inducing to have to think about going to meet somebody or going to an event or a networking group or whatever it is and being turned down. That sucks. Nobody likes that. And that's happened to me. That still happens to me. I just don't give a fuck as much as I used to, which is huge. It's actually a massive advantage. And the more you can get to that point faster, the better it's gonna be for you. But along the way, if you have the opportunity to be around a group of people that are like-minded, that are pushing in the same direction as you are, it's so much easier to take those losses. It's so much easier to properly celebrate those wins and use that momentum to continue to progress, because that's really what it's all about. And I thought about this the other day. You know, somebody asked me, like, what is it that you enjoy about having a business or being able to, you know, kind of do multiple things within your business? And, you know, as I thought about it, it kind of really came down to one word for me, and it was momentum. And the idea of momentum, continuing to have momentum going forward into things we do, like progressing and building and growing and being able to see people within our company grow and have better opportunities. It's all about momentum and constantly moving forward. And that's what's so cool. And when you're around other people that are trying to do the exact same thing, your motivation level stays very high. It's you handle the losses much better. You get solid advice and not advice from people that we call barracks lawyers. This is a term from when I was in the military. It's like the guy in the military that tells everybody else like what the military law code is, you know, and he's like, oh yeah, but you know, you can get away with this and not that or whatever. And he read this shit on a forum online and he doesn't know the first thing about it because he drives a goddamn truck. Okay. You don't want to listen to the barracks lawyer. Like, you want to go to the JAG officer who actually went to law school and knows the code and can actually tell you the right answer. Well, in life and with business, you don't want to listen to somebody that's a barracks lawyer, somebody that's just making crap up because they read it on a forum online. If all of your business education has come from Reddit and Google, it's not worth a shit. It's, you got to find people that are doing real life things that have already been there even better, and people that are trying to do the same thing and are actually doing it. You cannot take advice from people that are making it up as they go. Like, they don't know, they're guessing. And maybe they're right, but probably they're wrong. So for you to get around a group of people that are actually in it, that are actually putting their family's financial future on the line and betting on themselves, that's the kind of people that you want to be involved in. You know, so for me, I found a group here in Atlanta. It's an organization that's, you know, international. It's called Entrepreneurs Organization. The challenge with that is there's revenue minimums that you have in order to even like look at that group. So a lot of people like aren't even close to being there early on in their career, because at a minimum you have to have $250,000 in gross revenue in a year. Now, for some businesses that's not a whole lot. For a cash practice, that's actually quite a bit, because that might just be you by yourself, you know, seeing a huge amount of volume per month and generating $250,000 in a year. Now you have to probably grow to multiple PTs to be able to get to that point. And this is one of the reasons why we started the mastermind group that we have. So the PT Entrepreneurs Mastermind Group is because things like entrepreneurs organization, like you have to be between $250,000 and $1 million in gross revenue. Like that's a huge cash practice business, man. Plenty of you are probably trying to just get to $5,000 a month in revenue. Like that's amazing if you start getting there, especially if it's a side business, so you can transition into a full-time business. So, you know, if you're struggling to find a group like that, you know, I would reach out to other local business owners in your area. Maybe it's somebody you can just go grab coffee with. You know, it could be a realtor that you know that has their own business. It could be somebody that you know that owns a restaurant, or you know, maybe they're in digital business. Anything that's somebody that's actually doing it is a great way for you to start to bounce those ideas off of them. If you're looking for a group that's structured specifically for people that are looking to try to grow past themselves within cash physical therapy practice, like this is a perfect example of somebody that's a great fit for our mastermind group. You know, the PT Entrepreneurs Mastermind Group. That's the whole point of it. Getting people together, helping them develop sales, marketing, people and process systems to actually help them scale past themselves, to hire other people and get their time back. Now I'm doing an Instagram story today, sort of my day. Today's Wednesday, you know, so my day at this point has been, I woke up earlier than everybody else. I did a little bit of work. That's sort of on me. I decided to do that just to catch up on some digital stuff. I ate breakfast with my family. Then I walked my son to school with the neighbor's son. I ran back. I did a workout. I went to a coffee shop to meet a buddy of mine that's a realtor to talk about real estate investing. And we're looking to kind of delve into some of that stuff going forward. Then I went to the farmer's market, picked up all kinds of great kind of fresh food for the family, ate lunch with my wife, who is at the office today because our office manager is out on vacation. Came back. I'm recording this podcast right now. Then really, it's up to me. Do whatever the hell I want the rest of the day. Now, I don't like to waste the day, so I'm probably going to work on some of the digital products or projects that we're chipping away at. Then I'll go pick up my son, and we'll hang out. We'll probably throw the football a little bit, jump on the trampoline. And then tonight, I'm talking to a university. So it's a PT school, and I'm going to do a Q&A for them for about an hour, hour and a half this evening, and then that's it. Now, that's my Wednesday. My Wednesday 3 years ago used to just be patience, try to meet somebody that I think is a good, you know, relationship to develop, patience, try to respond to all my patients, write all my notes, emails. Then I would go and teach somewhere at night and I'd be gone for like 12, 14 hours in the day. And that's just the way it was to begin with. Now I've gotten time freedom back. You know, so if it's something that you're interested in potentially moving towards that and going from being a single PT in a cash practice to where then you have employees, you can hire people to also see patients in a really meaningful way, people that are really high quality, they're just looking for that opportunity to have that one-on-one setting. And then for you to be able to take a step back and get your time back, that's what the goal of this mastermind group is for. And if you're feeling isolated and you're feeling like you don't have a group of people that can relate to what you're saying, or that other people around you think what you're trying to do is crazy and they don't understand why you would take a risk on yourself, you got to get involved in a group. And this might be a good opportunity, a good group for you. It might be a good fit. If that's something that you think that you might be interested in, you know, the easiest thing to do, it's currently closed. We'll open it back up in November whenever we have our 2-day event in November. But shoot me an email. It's that simple. Danny@athletespotential.com. Send me an email. Just let me know, hey, heard the podcast. I'm interested in the mastermind group. And we can kind of talk a little bit about, you know, if you're the right fit for it, honestly. And if your goals align with what the goals of our group are. So guys, I hope that this helps you. I hope you feel like I understand where you're coming from, you know, especially if you're feeling a little bit isolated and you've started a practice, started a business of some sort, that's totally normal. You know, it can be challenging to bear that by yourself. And this is why I think groups are so important, entrepreneurial groups of some sort, whether it's a mastermind group like the one we have, or it's a local group or some sort, or maybe just get together with another business owner. You got to do it. You got to do it. Otherwise, you're going to have a very difficult time. You're going to struggle with staying committed and not feeling like you know, everything's falling apart when really it's just progressing, and you're gonna have highs and lows. It's an undulating path and to success, and it's always like that, and there's no days guaranteed, and that's what's the challenge, and that's what's fun about the career field as well. So guys, I hope you enjoy this. As always, thank you so much for listening to the PT Entrepreneur Podcast, and I'll catch you next time. Hey, real quick before we go, I just want to say thank you so much for listening to this podcast. I'm overwhelmed with how many positive reviews we've had on iTunes so far, and we have over 100 reviews currently, and just in the last 9 months of starting this practice. The other area I'm really proud of is our PT Entrepreneurs Facebook group. If you want to get involved in the conversation and not just listen to me talk to you and our guests about what's working in our businesses currently, head over to Facebook and join the PT Entrepreneurs Facebook group. It's really simple. We'd love to have you in the community, and there's so much you can learn from everybody that's in there. I can't wait to see you there. Thanks so much for listening.